In 1981, Glacier Park Incorporated bought out the concessioner who was running the lodges and restaurants inside the park. GPI has been running the Lake McDonald Lodge, Many Glacier Hotel, Swift Current Motor Inn, Rising Sun Motor Inn, the Village Inn at Apgar, the Red Buses, the Two Medicine Camp Store, and the park restaurants. That contract ended in 2006, and GPI has been working on one-year extension contracts since then as the Park Service organized the process to put the contract out to bid. Acting Superintendent of Glacier Park, Kim Hall, says federal legislation in 1998 put the National Park in charge of the buildings.
And then when the legislation went into place where we took over ownership, then they became the proprietor of that contract. So this is actually the first time that this contract has been bid in this way under the current legislation. So it's a little bit of a new process for us, but we're just catching up with what's been going on around the country.
The Colorado-based Xanterra that's taking over operations at Glacier Park operates visitor services in national and state parks, including Crater Lake, Death Valley, Grand Canyon, Petrified Forest, Rocky Mountain, Yellowstone, and Zion National Parks, and Mount Rushmore National Memorial. Hall says the park owns the hotels and the Red Buses, and the bid went out to see who would operate the businesses in these spaces.
And so then they have a contract for the right to operate those and to turn a profit, to make a profit from those businesses. And then they hire the appropriate staff with the appropriate skills. They also have a requirement to put some of their revenue back into maintenance of those buildings. So where they need new carpeting, where they need paint, where they need a new roof.
The contract with Glacier Park requires the company to reserve a little more than 2% of its annual gross revenue for repair and maintenance of the buildings, and 2.5% aside for a Red Bus rehabilitation reserve. The annual gross receipts are expected to be about $18.5 million. That projected revenue number boils down to about $430,000 each year reserved for maintenance and repairs, and $460,000 each year reserved for Red Bus rehabilitation. The Xanterra contract lasts for the next 16 years. President of Glacier Park Incorporated, Cindy Agyanov, says they're disappointed to have lost the contract, but wish Xanterra well and will be working with them during transition as well as being neighbors. GPI still owns the Prince of Wales Hotel and Glacier's Canadian counterpart, Waterton Park, as well as the St. Mary Lodge, the Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier, and the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish. Agyanov says their contract differed from the current one, but the percentages that go back to repair and maintenance are similar. Hall says the contract gives very specific parameters in some cases on how the business is supposed to be run.
And some of that is what are the services to be provided, what are some of the dates that things have to be done by.
The contract also gives approved rates for hotel rooms, other price guidelines, and minimum maximum dates of operation, as well as specific and more general maintenance requirements on the buses and buildings.
But they are expected, and that would have been part of their offer, to have a team of people who help them make those types of judgment calls within their operation. Oh, we're having some plumbing issues over here. We need to rehab this line and this water line or wastewater line, and we've got to factor that into our operations.
Hall says the park has a staff that works with the concessioner overseeing what's being done, and part of the contract involves a minimum franchise fee of 1% of gross receipts going back to the Park Service each year.
Really, we're talking with them pretty much daily, if not more frequently, to make sure that the work is getting done, to make sure that expectations are being met, that the quality of the experience they're providing, the quality of the services are as top-notch as we would expect and that they're capable of doing.
Reservations will continue being made through the GPI reservation system and will get transferred over to Xanterra when the time comes. This concessions contract does not affect campgrounds, backcountry chalets or outfitting, or the bulk of the businesses in Apgar, which are mostly privately owned. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.